This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. كيف حالكم؟ كيف كان يومكم؟ كيف صيامكم؟ كيف قلوبكم؟ How's your heart? How's your siyam? How's your fasting? Inshallah, tamam. Allahumma laka alhamd. So, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to start this series. Yesterday was just a brief intro, and today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to officially start the series entitled Irkab Ma'ana. So, from that day, inshallah ta'ala, I'm not happy to have a hadith in Sila. Rabbaniya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you got it, Fiha, Irkab Ma'ana. The Safinati al-Najah. We're all going to board, inshaAllah ta'ala, into this ship called the ship for salvation. And every day we'll pick a concept, like a concept, a quality, an attribute. And then we're going to start to incorporate that, inshaAllah ta'ala, into our lives. And these attributes or qualities are derived from the Quran. And there will be, just like what we did the prior 2 years, there will be, inshaAllah ta'ala, at the end of Ramadan, the day or the night where we're going to be giving away prizes. So do take some notes, mental notes, pictures. I know seen a lot of people taking their phones, recording. I charge because that's extra when you record me, right? But other than that, it's all good because that night, inshallah, we'll be giving away some very nice prizes. So we're going to start, inshallah, with this very first concept. And we say, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, Assalamu ala Rasulullah. Brothers and sisters, this particular quality or attribute, لولا هذه الصفة لا أشهد سوف يدخل الجنة. Nobody can enter الجنة without this particular concept or attribute or quality. Nobody. So now, I brought you to this. I just said nobody can enter الجنة without this quality. What is it? What do you think it is? One is boasting. You raise your hand, and I give it to the sisters too. Okay, I'm not listening. I just said boasting, but did you break your back, right? Who did that? I mean, what did you say? That's not. Okay, one sister. One. No, give me a this concept. Nobody can answer the no without this. No. We don't have a problem. No. Anyway. Huh? Intention. Let me make it clear, inshallah ta'ala. No action will be expected from you unless you acquire this concept, this attribute. Okay, what is this? What is it? Give me the name of this concept. What is it called in Islam?
How many
so many in numbers, but who will advise Muslim? Only the Muslims. This is why this is very dangerous. The sincerity, the purification of the heart, basically it's something so simple that it's so hard. Why? It's an amount of the heart, the selection of the heart. It does not require too much skill. Sacrifice, for effort, yes? It's very, very hard to try to purify your intentions and make sure that your action is purely for the sake of Allah. In glory, conscious life. That's sincerity. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in so many ayat in the Quran. For instance, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِ وَمُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ in many ayat, in Surah Al-Zuhar, Ghafir, in Al-Baqarah, مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِ I worship Allah sincerely for His sake. Not for fame, not for name, maybe this is a position. Why are you here? Why are you volunteering with other respect? Why are you in that position? Because you're name, fame, or what are you, what is the intention? Allah knows. لا تنظر إلى من في الأرض ولكن انظر ولكن من في السماء. Watch who the one who is on the sky, the one who is above you, Allah. Don't look at the ones who are around you, people. Who are you doing your actions for? Because Allah knows. You know what people they say, the other night they say, if someone says, I'm sincere, yeah, people say, I'm sincere. Let them reveal their intention. Because your sincerity requires sincerity. Allahu Akbar. But it also requires a class. When somebody says, Allahu Akbar, I'm a father. Your sincerity requires sincerity. Because look at Muqris. Let me give you an example of Umar ibn Khattab and Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr used to go and Umar used to notice. Any day, Abu Bakr would get up after Salah, after the day of the Prophet, and he would go somewhere. Every day. So Abu Bakr followed him one day. And then he said from very far, Abu Bakr goes into the house. He does something and he comes out. And then after he comes out, Umar ibn Khattab, he goes. It's an old house. Called an old woman. Hey, Tila, and she's crying. Muhammad said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who is that man? She's your woman. Follow him. He comes in every day. He cleans my house. He feeds me and he goes. Every day. So, Muhammad said, you know, Abu Bakr, we can never defeat you. We can never compete with you. So one day when Abu Bakr passed away, Muhammad remembered that woman. He grew. And he acted. And then he came to the house. And he went to feed her. She said, who are you? I'm the man. She said, no, you're not the man. Who are you? He said, who is it? He told me, how do you know it was not me? He said, because that man used to feed me. Because I'm old and I have teeth. He used to soften the food from me. He does soften the food from me. Abu Bakr said, yeah, Abu Bakr, we cannot compete with you alive and we cannot compete with you dead. What we call ikhlas. Not knowing people what they're doing and what not, I can. There's some people who even, with their wives, with their husbands, they wake up at night, in the middle of the night, their wives or their husbands, they think they only go to the washroom, which is why they go to the washroom. And then before coming back to their bed, they don't look like it. What do we do? Even the husband of God is not man. And then he comes back as if he was what he went to the one. To class. Like this man, Muhammad, who is actually one of the Tabi'een at the time of Rahman. Before, after the death of the Prophet in Medina, they went and they made Duha, Salah is this Duha. You know, Salah is Duha, when you make Duha, and you make Salah, after Allah, you have the rain. There was drought in Medina. So there was no rain. Then, this man, Muhammad, he was in the masjid late at night, dark at night. And then he was, he noticed a man who came in, and he was praying. And then nobody knows. He prays, and he cries. And then he raised his hand, making dua. Oh Allah, uqtim wa adayka, ya Allah, uqtim. I address ya Allah, I mean, as if you say, ya Allah, I'm telling you to do this. What? Ya Allah, thank you, my Send the rain in Medina to Medina. And then all of a sudden the rain started pouring. All of a sudden the man started crying and he was saying, Ya Allah, why me? Why did you answer my call? Tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to invite them and give another